This gentleman usually joins us live in the studio, but he's got what's commonly known as the man flu. Is that right, Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas?
Come on now. Look, it is a bit of a lurgy, yes. So I thought I wouldn't share with you fine gentlemen.
I don't know. You sound pretty much as good as you always do. So, but then again, you're the boss, so I don't know who you're trying to scam a day off work from.
Oh, look, I try hard.
That's fair call. Mate, some big exciting movies this week on the silver screen. We've got three to start with. Let's have a look at Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, look, nothing will stop the new movies coming, and very excited for this one. James McAvoy, Sophia Boutella and Charlize Theron starring in this one. Now, if you like your super agent Cold War type film, this one, Charlize Theron is an undercover MI6 agent. And I tell you what, she turns the table on the whole male-oriented, superhero come James Bond character. She does a pretty damn good job in this one.
Okay, let's have a bit of a listen to Atomic Blonde.
I chose this life, and someday it's going to get me killed. Someone set me up. Someone from the inside. Now, this only ends one way. A bullet.
Oh, dear, that sounds very intense, Garth.
It really is. This is a great film because, you know, really, I always remember Charlize Theron from back in films like The Italian Job, and, you know, she's really stepped it up over the years, and, you know, she's a quality actress these days, and I think if you like those particular films, you will really feel like you've done yourself justice by having a look at this one.
Charlize Theron in Atomic Blonde. Now, something a little bit different, we've got The Big Sick.
Yeah, look, this is completely different. You know, do you remember Ray Romano, the comedian from the US? He actually stars in this particular film, a smaller type role. He plays the parent of a young girl who falls sick. She's having she starts a relationship with an Indian fellow, and she falls sick, and he has to contact her parents. And then the whole story is about how the family doesn't really accept him in to start with, and he says, no, I'm going to stay around. I'm going to, you know, stand by this girl that I really love. And look, it's a great little story. This is one of the first films that has a theatrical release from Amazon Films as well. Of course, Amazon producing plenty of content for their streaming services, but one of the first ones on the big screen in this one, The Big Sick.
Sounds very good. Let's have a little bit of a listen. We'll make up our own minds.
Are you judging Pakistan's next top model?
You know how we have arranged marriage in my culture?
Oh my God, I'm so stupid. Can you imagine a world in which we end up together?
I don't know.
Oh, there's a nice cheesy line for you, Garth. Can you imagine a world where we just end up together?
Look, there you go. Look, I think this is going to be one of those little sob stories, so bring the tissues with you.
That sounds fair call. And our last film this week is The Trip to Spain.
Yeah, look, a very different type film. You know, this one reminds me of, you know, watching, you know, a getaway on TV or something along those sort of lines. They're calling this a six-part episodic road trip through Spain. And, of course, we know that we're going to get some wonderful-looking scenery in this film, but we'll also experience restaurants, eateries, and the wonderful sights of Spain. So, yeah, let's take a look at this one, The Trip to Spain.
Would you ever do Shakespeare?
I would have liked to have played Hamlet.
Come with me on a journey of life.
Watch your head.
Olivier played him when he was 42.
Olivier was a better actor than you.
Well, a different actor.
A better actor.
And, Garth, three very different films. We've got it covered for everybody this week.
Absolutely. The kids' films are still out as well, so if you happen to miss them throughout the holidays, check your guides across the Hunter. There'll be plenty out there for you to see.
Garth, I did miss the kids' movies for a reason, mate.
Despicable Me didn't hit it for you, or Cars? Oh, there's something there for you as well.
I'm sorry, mate. We've run flesh out of time. You'll be.
Oh, my goodness.
Mate, you get well soon, and hopefully we'll catch you next week, okay?
I'll be in the studio. Thanks so much.